The second Nazir Perek Tes Mishnah Hey. Nazir Hayish Shmuel Kedibri Rabbi Nirai. Rabbi Nirai held that Shmuel Hanavi was a Nazir. Shenemar Umore Lo Yala Arosha. Says about Shmuel that a Mora will not go on his head. Nemar B'Shimshon Umore V'Nemar B'Shmuel Umore. Ma Mora HaAmura B'Shimshon Nazir. Af Mora HaAmura B'Shmuel Nazir. Just like we find the Lashon by Shimshon that a Mora Lo Yala Arosha means that it will not cut his hair. So too, the very same lashon we find by Shmuel, and it also means that he will not cut his hair. And Mora over here means a razor. Amar Rabbi Yosi, v'alo ein Mora elishol basar v'dam. Rabbi Yosi says the Mora that it says by Shmuel doesn't mean a razor. It means from a lashon yira, that he will not have yira from basar v'dam. And since the pasuk says unesativ laHashem kol yemei chayav u'mora lo yala arosho, what Chana meant to say is that he will have Yiras Shemayim, as it says in the Satib LaHashem, and just as he have Yiras Shemayim, he will not have Yiras Basar V'dam, as since he has the All Malchus Shemayim alav, he will not be afraid of people. Amar lo Rabbi Nirai, v'alo kfar nemar, v'yomer Shmuel eich elech, v'shamar shal v'haragani, shekfar hayo alav, mora shal Basar V'dam. Rabbi Nirai said to Rabbi Yosi, how could you say that mora over here is from a lashon yira? That Shmuel were to be afraid only of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not from people. As we find in the pasuk, that Shmuel said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how will I go to anoint David as the king if Saul hears about it and he'll kill me? So you see that he was afraid of Saul. So therefore, the lashon mora over here isn't from a lashon yira. It means a razor, and it must be that Shmuel was a nothing. Maseches Sota, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. The din of a sota is that a person who warns his wife not to go into a private room with a certain person, and she goes ahead anyway and goes into a private room with them, she is also to her husband until she drinks the mayim hamarim, which are mavara, whether or not she had relations with that person. Now the Mishnah says, "Amakana liishto, Rabbi Eliezer Oimer, makana la apishnai, umashka api edechad o api atma." Somebody who warns his wife not to go into a private room with a certain person, Rabbi Eliezer says he has to warn her in front of two edim. If he doesn't warn her in front of two edim, even if she does go into a private room with that person, she does not become usher to her husband. But she drinks even ayidei one aid or alpi the ba'al himself, meaning that after he warned her in front of two people, if she goes into a private room with that person, even if there is only one aid that is mad that he saw her go into the room with that person, or even if the ba'al himself says that he saw her go into the room with that person, she becomes usher to her husband until she drinks the mayim hamar. Rabbi Yeshua Oimer Mekanala Apishnai Mumashka Apishnai. Rabbi Yeshua said, just like you have to warn her in front of two Edom that she should not be Meyachah with that person, so too she only drinks Aydei Shtei Edom, meaning that she only drinks the Mayim Hamarim if there are two Edom that are mad that they saw her go into a private room with that person. But if there are not two Edom that saw her be Meyachah with that person, she does not become usher to her husband. Now, the Rav says that Bizman is there, a person should never warn his wife not to be Miyachid with a certain person, even though there are no Edom there. As there is a third Shita brought down in the Gemara, which is Shita's Rabbi Yitzchak Rabbi Yehuda, that holds that if a person warns his wife not to be Miyachid with a certain person, even if there are no Edom, and then she went ahead and was Miyachid with that person in front of Edom, she would become usher to her husband. And nowadays that we do not have Me'amarim, she would therefore be usher to her husband forever. So therefore, we should be concerned for that Shita, and a person should never warn his wife not to be yachid with a certain person.